Some history of Texas A&M that you might not know about that I certainly didn't until my visit with Dr. Haskell Monroe, the man who, besides serving A&M, was president of Texas El Paso and chancellor at Missouri before returning here in 1997. His recall of A&M history is uncanny, really. We've been talking about the historic changes brought about by Presidents Earl Rudder and Jack Williams between 1959 and 1979. Adding female students to the Aggie community evidently was the highest profile change. But not only did that bring a lot of women to campus, but it evidently brought a lot of men.
We tried to offer estimates of what the enrollment would be in 1976, 15 years after our study, if there were no changes. We thought the enrollment would go from 7,000 to maybe 8,100. But if we made all the changes, coeducation, optional core, higher admission requirements, racial integration, broaden the curriculum, and so forth, we thought it would go from 17 to about 20,000. It went to 24.
So Haskell Monroe says that the team of Earl Rudder, followed by Jack Williams, was essential to A&M's history.
Rudder made the foundation. Built the foundation, then Williams built the academic on that foundation.
Now, the A&M Medical School is a brick-and-mortar reality now, but its roots are deep, and Jack Williams, the A&M president, along with the help of Congressman Olin Teague, brought it about in an almost accidental way. Here again is Haskell Monroe.
Under him, we start getting the doctoral programs, got the medical school. We happened to find fine print in a law passed by the state legislature in 1943, where the state of Texas officially authorized the creation of a state-funded medical school, quote, in conjunction with the Scott and White Clinic, if it's affiliated with a public institution. So we didn't have to ask for authority to have one, but we didn't have any money. The other medical schools in the state were saying, oh, we don't need another medical school, so it wasn't easy to get the money first. Mr. T got some VA funding. If we affiliated with the VA, well, there's a VA hospital across the street from Scott and White Clinic. So the Texas A&M Medical School is by far one of the least costly to the taxpayers of any medical school in the United States. And our medical graduates and their national board scores have led the medical schools in Texas every year except two since it came into being.
So indeed, Haskell Monroe says that for every good thing that we enjoy about Texas A&M today, it's Rudder and Williams are the ones to thank.
I give those two men credit for creating what is the real framework of what is here now.
Next week, some of what you might not know about the 12th man tradition at Texas A&M. We'll talk about that and more with Dr. Haskell Monroe.
I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley for KAMU Radio.